Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And in studio, believe it or not, we have an alternative to broadband cable. We have Tom Perrone from GoNetSpeed in studio. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Eric?
So happy to have you here.
Excited to be here.
Awesome. Probably not as excited as me. But GoNetSpeed, we've talked about it in the past, is a company that offers an alternative to cable and DSL if you're lucky enough to have it in your neighborhood. And it's a fiber connection. And so we were lucky enough to talk to Tom and say, hey, you want to come in and talk about what fiber's all about? And he said, yes. So here he is this morning. We're going to talk to Tom about broadband and alternatives and how you can get on their system and, quote unquote, cut the cord, which is not really a cord cutting thing. Right, Tom?
Correct.
It's an oxymoron, which is IT, right? IT is an oxymoron. So, Tom, welcome. Let's get right into it. You've been in the fiber world for a long time, correct?
That's correct.
So what have you done?
Well, we have started a relatively new company called GoNetSpeed, but mm-hmm. Although the company is relatively new, the folks that work for GoNetSpeed have decades of experience building fiber and operating broadband networks. Mm-hmm. The majority of us came from a company called FiberTech, who over the last 20 years or so built thousands of miles around Connecticut, connecting state and government buildings for the state, as mm-hmm. well as a lot of the local companies. So they provided a lot of infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And the majority of us helped do that.
Right.
And since then, the company has traded hands a couple times, but the founder of that company wanted to continue his passion and his passion to create value for customers, and he had a lot of experience from the cable company, actually.
Mm. Oh, really?
A long time ago.
Wow.
And wanted to build to the final frontier, which...
Like,
down every street, all the way down to the house is
fiber, right?
Is fiber. So that's what our new initiative is. Mm-hmm. We're all fiber, high speed internet companies serving residential and business.
Right.
Speeds ranging from 150 meg starting there to a gig.
Up and down, synchronous.
Yep.
So upload and download. That's a nice thing if you're a business, more than if you're home. It's not as important for home, but definitely great for business.
Yeah, I mean, even for home. Mm. Nowadays, there's cameras, right? Security cameras.
Yeah.
There's refrigerators that are kind of pushing images of what's inside
it. Oh, my goodness.
So cable companies or the current incumbents, their technology is somewhat limited.
Yeah, one direction.
Another advantage of the fiber, which it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So they will kind of advertise the download speed,
right?
Which may, let's say that's 100 meg, mm-hmm. but their upload speed might only be 10 meg.
Yeah.
Where ours is starting at 150 meg, it's upload and download. So the images or the uses when you're sending a picture or large email, that flies right through, as well as like gaming. There's a lot of applications that use the upload speed, meaning you're pushing data out of mm-hmm. your house.
Yep.
That consumers aren't always aware of, right? Because they don't see it every day.
Right, they're only marketed the download.
Right.
You're
so
exactly.
So another portion of our service besides the high speeds, is it comes at a great value, right?
It's practically free compared to the cable companies.
So our service starts at $50 a month, and that $50 a month for 150 meg symmetrical is a flat rate fee. There's no surcharges. There's no taxes.
There's no data caps, no overages.
It's trick-free. It's $50. When you get your bill, it's $50.
For the lifetime, right? Lifetime that you have the service.
Yep. So one of the things that we wanted to continue to concentrate on is no tricks, no punches. Mm-hmm. So the flat rate fees, the lifetime price pledge means we're not going to hike your bill up.
Right.
You know, 12 months after you sign up as a new user.
Unlimited actually means unlimited, whereas in AT&T's case, didn't they just get charged $60 million for lying about unlimited?
Yep.
So you actually mean unlimited.
Right. And we'll honor it for as long as they're in the service area, meaning even if they move.
Within the service area.
Within the service area. I mean, if we can't
serve
it, then we'll honor that price.
Man, oh, man. You got to come to my town, Tom. So yes, you've got the unlimited service. You got 50 bucks for 150 megabits of connection, and now people are thinking, okay, that's internet, right? So what do I do with this thing? I mean, I've got my phone bundled, I've got my cable TV bundled, I've got my cable internet. I've got three bills. It's as high as a car payment. What can I do to leverage this $50 service to save money on my cable bill?
Well, your listeners know you can eliminate all of those things and do everything over this high-speed connection.
Right.
So what makes it great is the capacity is there to do more, the industry is caught up to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everyone knows there's ability to watch TV, to game, to podcast, to download whatever it is that you need. You don't need to be married to The Voice is another one that goes over there, and things have been made simple so that a consumer can do it. It's no more, you know, configuring a router with keystrokes. It's more point and click, and all of the devices that enable you to use these things have been made in a way where it's fairly simple. You just have to actually do it.
So that's kind of the issue, right? I mean, you're in a couple of communities in Connecticut. You're in West Hartford, New Haven. Mm-hmm. Where else are you? Bridgeport, too?
Bridgeport and places in Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. So as far as the uptick, as far as people jumping on your service, where it's right there in their neighborhoods, like we'll use West Hartford, for example, isn't it right there on where is it? It's like a Shaker Lane area there?
Yep, and you can actually see where our network is if you go to www.broadbandnow.com/gonetspeed.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll provide you an interactive map, and it'll show little red shaded areas, and you double click on those areas and it'll continue to zoom in right down to the street level where you can look at your street and see how close the fiber may or our service may be to you, as well as whether your service available.
Right.
The best way to check if your service available would be to go to our website, which I'm going to keep asking everybody to do.
Yes.
www.gonetspeed.com. On every page inside our website, there's a check availability button.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want you to do, both to express interest and to check to see if the service is available. So when you click on that, it's going to ask you for your address and some contact info. And then it's going to return to you whether service is available to you or not.
Yeah.
And if it is, it's going to ask you if you want to proceed, and you can go all the way through to, you never have to speak to someone, although we'd be happy to speak to you. Different folks operate in different ways.
Right.
All the way down to the calendar where you get to choose your 1 hour slot of where we would do the install.
You can actually schedule you guys to come out and say, get out here and install my GoNetSpeed.
At 8:30 a.m. or you'll get to see the available, you know, slots, and you pick whichever most convenient for you, and we can see that.
I mean, you call the cable company these days, they don't even know whether or not you have service in the areas. At least you guys know what you're doing. Do you have a question, Bob?
Yeah, I do have a question. Does towns where the town, their local governments decide that they want to put in local fiber, Does that impact your ability to go into a community at all?
So I think you're talking about the municipal fiber or the initiatives that the towns are trying to build like their own service.
In Bristol, and I've seen in the paper where they're considering putting fiber in and having the city run it.
Manchester, I think, is looking at that and has built some fiber themselves. No, that doesn't affect us at all. And as you mentioned, it's not easy to do this, right?
No.
I mean, it may seem easy to put fiber up, but it's even more than that if you're able to get it up there where there's a number of steps that you have to take in order to do that. But think about how transactional it is for hundreds of thousands of residents to be able to bring that into the home and set it up for them and then to make sure that the service is there for everybody and be on top of that. And there's a lot of moving parts for electronics and signaling where, you know, we're shooting light down pieces of glass and making sure it's all connected properly. And when it goes down, it needs to be repaired when people have questions. So for a town to take that on, they've got to build quite the support staff and educated support staff.
They have a hard enough time with garbage pickup. Sorry.
Oh, that was kind of mean. But
so if it goes down on the weekend, the city is
calls on Monday.
Who are they going to call? So now you're 24 hours and you're building a telecom company, right? And I think that they're doing that because they want
an alternative.
Alternatives. And they know that the current providers or the current services aren't quite what they'd like them to be. So here you have a private company that's doing all of this to provide because we believe there's a need there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
So what we're looking for is that interest. So going back to where I said the sign up and the check availability, if it is not available, we use that to gauge interest, right? So when we are looking to build at the next place.
Yeah. Southington, please.
Bristol.
That's fine. I hear that all day, right?
Right.
So everybody says if you bring it here,
we will be there.
We're all going to take advantage of it.
And
that's another topic I'd like to talk about.
We will.
About.
We'll step a quick break.
Are we breaking?
Yeah, but go ahead and finish your thought.
We use the data when after you're not service available to kind of show interest in that area by like little pin drops on a map.
Right. The more pins.
The more pins, the more interest, makes sense to build.
It sounds good. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll get back with more with Tom Perrone from GoNetSpeed. He's the chief operating officer. And we'll talk about cutting the cable, talk about broadband, talk about fiber, and talk about how you can get $50 a month internet, 150 megabits for $50 to your house. We'll be right back. And we are back. We're here with GoNetSpeed and Tom Perrone. We're talking cutting the cable. We're talking fiber. We're talking an alternative in Connecticut. Can you believe it? To DSL and cable in a few certain lucky towns. How did you pick those towns? How come they got picked before the rest of us?
Well, that's kind of why I brought up where we came from and we're not new. So we have built around here, and we do kind of know the audience a little bit and the area. So, you know, to us, we want to have folks that understand the value of fiber. Right. And I think that the towns that we picked, and we picked in each different city a little sample, I would say, and that they would see value in it. And we do think that you can't really miss because everybody wants an alternative.
I think so, yeah.
So we did all three, and then we actually went and visited some of the towns and said, look, where we build next is based on the interest. Mm-hmm. So that's why we keep kind of beating the drum of, if you want it in your town, then get your neighbors to come and express interest. And when we look for the next build, which goes on all the time, we're constantly pulling that data and overlaying it on the rest of the maps. And you can see where interest is generated.
So like if someone signs up, I mean, how long does it take to get the service delivered to them? So if they're in West Hartford, they're within your map, You guys are ready to rock and roll. If I push the button and say, come on out, Tom, how fast can you guys get out there?
So you'll see the calendar, and to be perfectly honest, we usually set 5 days
with
a buffer time. And
that's no time.
Well, let me explain the process and why that is, because you know my boss would like me to be able to come out there as soon as you press that button.
Mm-hmm.
So the process is we identify the area, and then we build the backbone, what we call the backbone, down each street.
Mm-hmm.
That backbone has access points to access the glass or the fibers, mm-hmm. and they're connectorized so that when you sign up and press that button
mm-hmm.
and you schedule your appointment 5 days later, you'll see a truck within that 5 days from GoNetSpeed come and wire from that access point, which might be a pole away from your home,
mm-hmm.
and then we wire it to the house.
Yep.
Then we stop. You don't have to be home for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take a light measurement to make sure that everything's good
lit
to
up.
Go.
Yep.
And then on the day of the hour that you scheduled your appointment on, I need to wire inside that house. So I need you to be home to let me get inside and wire the rest of it. So that five-day window is for what we call our drops. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to get out there, because if I run drops to every house, number one, I'm going to get yelled at by everybody because I didn't ask for that.
And they shouldn't yell at you. They should be like, thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Yeah, that's only if they ask for it, right? You'd be surprised people don't want
that's crazy.
You know, you out there messing with their house if,
no, I hear you.
If they didn't ask for
it. I know. But you can run it right down the street. So you've got one guy on the street. You're going to make sure the whole street by that point then will be capable of running fiber. So the next guy or gal will mm-hmm. then be even easier for you to connect up. And so do you give them a window of somewhere between 9 in the morning and 9 at night as far as when you're going to show up in the house?
Or like it's 8 to 5 right now.
I take the day off.
You don't. It'll
be like a celebration.
I mean, you could look for lunch.
Are you kidding me?
If we see a demand for Saturdays, but quite frankly, so far the response and the overall feedback of the service has been insanely positive. It's been terrific. I mean, if you look at our reviews, and one thing that we pride ourselves on, along with the no tricks and no punches, is mm-hmm. customer service and being responsive to what the customers are asking for and answering their questions and being reasonable human beings that are mm-hmm. going to talk to them.
Nice. That's rare.
So we're focused on that, and we do that every day with the employees, and we expect that the employees are going to talk to the customers like that. And you know, I was talking to you earlier, Eric, about mm-hmm. how in every industry or every consumer market, whether it be clothing or food or whatever it might be, if folks are rude to you and provide poor service, you stop going there.
Right. Well, in the case of the cable and DSL company, you have no choices.
You
so
have
you're
no
stuck
choices,
with these guys.
And they definitely...
They don't care about you. Right. They don't care about you at all. The funny thing, it's the year 2020, right, coming on. And if you think of DSL, it's literally like a can and a string put together, right? So that's how you're communicating. With old copper lines... to give you digital subscriber line service, which is if you're lucky, you're going to get 30 megabits if you're lucky, and it won't be even that good. Cable service, right? You're using the old RGB6, is that what it's called there? The old cable TV, just a stupid cable coming into your house there. And if you're lucky, you're going to spend a car payment to get 100 megabits of service. Now, in this case, light.
Yep.
Nothing's faster than light.
Nothing's faster than light.
So this is a technology that technically shouldn't be overtaken, and so you're going to be future proof, and you're not going to be stuck with these old can and string connections to your home. Your fiber, your light to your house, you're future proof, and you can start with 150 megabits and go to a gig, 1,000 megabits.
Go to 100 gig.
If the
industry takes you there just by changing the end equipment. So great point. Singing my song, Eric.
I'm a geek. That's what I do.
You're talking about copper technologies versus light. Right? So speed of electrical signals propagating on copper versus light.
Resistance and all that.
Lasers. Yeah, resistance, coils,
right.
DOCSIS. These are all technologies that are used to maximize the capacity of copper.
Ancient stuff.
Ancient stuff. Yeah. And there's a lot of equipment outside on poles, these boxes and things like that, that are used in order to amplify or regenerate or maintain that electrical signal over that copper.
Right.
When you go to light, it shoots lasers very, very far,
right?
Very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing between where the electronics are, let's say, mm-hmm. in your town. We might have one spot.
Right.
And
so no equipment to deal with.
There's nothing to maintain on those poles that may break, which which creates scalability and reliability, right? So you have light going down a very thin piece of glass that hits your home modem,
right?
And that's it.
It's a beautiful thing. It's just beautiful. I could actually cry. I'm tearing up a little bit. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be here talking more with Tom Perrone of GoNetSpeed about fiber, how to cut the cord, right? It's a very confusing, scary thing for folks. Shouldn't be. It's really easy to do, but you can do it. I know, I admit, my wife made me do it. It's procrastination. We are, what is it? What is it, Connecticut? The land of...
landlines.
Well, the land of landlines, but steady habits, right? So we don't like to make change. So we have a great way to talk about this today with Tom Perrone over at GoNetSpeed. Stick around for that. Everything we talk about will be posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We'll be right back.
I'm John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And then we're in studio with GoNetSpeed. Tom Perrone is in here, and he's talking about their alternative to broadband. Right now in your town, if you're lucky enough to have cable, woo, or DSL, hey. You can get online with technology that's over, what, 100 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And here Tom is offering with GoNetSpeed fiber, connecting you via light to the internet with an infinite amount of bandwidth available to you in the future. So you're kind of future-proof.
Future-proof, more than 100 years, unless you invent something faster than light.
Okay, well, I don't know. We're probably fine there. And, of course, we're kind of talking a little bit off-air, right, of all the government investment that's out there, right? We're investing in roads and bridges, supposedly, and all this kind of stuff. But we're not investing in how to get companies like Tom's into our neighborhoods. There's
so we can telecommute over the fiber.
Right.
And you don't
save
need the
planet.
Roads.
You know, wouldn't even need the roads. So, but is anybody offering any kind of assistance to you guys and say, hey, come on, Tom, we love that you're making us much more revolutionary here in Connecticut. Let's go ahead and get technologified.
Let me say this clearly. No.
No. Yes. No.
It's all privately done.
Yeah. So it's up to us, guys. It's up to us to keep a company like this available in your towns and let them know what's going on. So what's next with fiber? What else do you want to bring up as far as – do you want to talk about cutting the cable and the process of cutting the cable when you get rid of TV and you go and stream?
Let's talk a little bit about we talked a little bit about how the response was.
And yeah.
It's been extremely positive and well-received and great reviews.
Sure.
We've also been watching it, so we don't have 100%. And
it's baffling.
Of course, I would love to. It's baffling to me as a person because I talk to you and I talk to a lot of folks, and this is fun because it is a consumer product, which you know everyone has an opinion on, and I think everyone has internet, at least everyone that I know.
Right.
And the response from everyone is, bring it here. We'd all take it in a second, all of our neighbors.
Right.
So we did, right? So West Hartford has it, and I'm not saying the response hasn't been good, but it has not been like that. It's
100%.
Not an immediate 100%, and we're watching behind the scenes. There's folks that may type their address into our website 6, 8, 10, 12 times over the course of, 6 months. So there's
getting ready to schedule.
Well, yeah, but then they stop. So I have a question for maybe after I go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys want to take some calls. Why aren't they completing it? There's a tremendous value. We know people need it. It's a fantastic price.
Right.
We wanted options. What's the barriers? So
you want to know what it is? Here in Connecticut, we're used to abuse. We're like abused children. So we're just happy to continue to pay a car payment for our cable bills. Mm-hmm. And we just can't see. We feel guilty. We're a very guilty group, you know, and it's just we just can't bring ourselves to save all that kind of money and take our wives out for dinner more often, because you're going to have a massive amount of money back in your pocket if you go and do this.
Well, some people think that the more money they pay, the better it is.
That's right. You've got it back there. Double the price, yeah. And they'll just jump right on.
We have a premium service. No, you know what? It's $1,000 a month.
There it is. It's West Hartford, right? So the guys in West Hartford are like, oh, pshaw, $50. Come on, that's not.
It can't be good for $50.
You should see what I pay for my water in West Hartford. It's ridiculous. So, maybe we'll take some calls as to why they haven't done it.
So we do talk about what we think it might be. So, you know, maybe a little bit is procrastination, because you don't rush home to go and say, I'm going to change my internet today.
My wife made
me do it. My entire house apart. Right. And, or maybe they have to get, you know, family agreement to make the switch. Yes. Or maybe it's the TV portion of it, which we're going to talk about. Yeah. Or their phone. Or they're just unsure. They're in a contract. So
the contract is a problem too, probably. Yeah.
And some of them don't even know if they're a contract. So maybe some of it is some uncertainty and not wanting to take it on and disrupt their house. Right. But as you know, I can assure you that the experience that they will get after that will be much more rewarding, and you won't have to call your current provider ever again.
Oh, it's so nice when I ran there to my cable provider with all my cable bill, my cable equipment, my and just
returned.
I took
it
a picture of it and was smiling, because you got $10 a month for those, just the tuners.
Yeah.
And then the little digital converters were another $5 or $6 a month. They're making like $30 a month just to give me the service that I then paid couple hundred dollars for on top of that.
And you could only watch that stuff at your house, where some of these alternatives
you take with you
and
I take my little shield with me.
If you have another home, you can take it to your other home and
or even on vacation. I mean, we go to a rental property in Outer Banks, I take the little NVIDIA shield with me. I take my TV with me. Right? I'm taking everything that I have for subscriptions right down to the Outer Banks.
So let's talk about the video play a little bit.
Yeah.
And I call it video, but maybe we should call it live TV.
Live TV.
Because it is no longer recorded shows. It's not just the Netflix play. I mean, you have
live
a
sports,
lot of live news. TV, live local channels. Yep. YouTube TV has 73 channels for $49.99 a month. Mm-hmm. Again, no taxes, no surcharges. So take a YouTube TV, live TV, 73 channels on whatever device you want to watch it on without your cable boxes on every TV at $12 a month.
Right.
And you've cut the cord. So you're $100 a month compared to
$200 a month.
Right. So what's the barrier there?
I don't know. The barrier, I think, is just understanding the differences, right? That there's something about that big, thick clicker, you know, that brick-sized clicker you're used to have versus these nice little tiny clickers you can now use with these streaming devices. They're so sleek and small.
Or talk into.
If you truly want to talk to your clicker, I think that's a personal problem, but you can do it. I wouldn't do it. I don't know what it is, Tom, because it's literally you're taking the cable box, chucking it, and you're plugging in your NVIDIA Shield, you're plugging in your Roku, you're plugging in your Amazon, you're just plugging in this device, and you paid for it once, and you're done. And you're done. You connect
and
to
you
Tom's
options.
Service, and you're up.
You can watch
anything.
Netflix, you can watch
Amazon
YouTube
Prime.
TV. Most everybody has Amazon Prime, which
is insane.
Watch movies on there.
The amount of stuff on Amazon Prime for $100 a year is insanity, how much material
Disney.
Is on there.
I mean, the choices.
Yeah. Disney's coming.
Go back 5 years, you didn't have that, right? So now you're going to use us as a neutral transport to your house that's going to allow you to use whatever you decide, not what I decide to watch.
Like my cable service whacks me every time we go over a gig of data, right? So it's $83 for my 65 megabits, which is plenty for me. And then they hammer me when my kids are home and they're streaming like crazy. They fall asleep with the streaming going. So I keep telling them, jiggle the handle, turn off your stream. You're killing me. But, you know, that's what the cable companies do.
So if we go with Go NetSpeed, then we'll have true net neutrality.
I guess you will.
Yeah. They won't throttle us when we hit our limit.
For almost nothing. So, all right. We're going to go to a break, but go ahead and bring up your next thought we want to bring up.
No, we can wait until after the break. We got a little promotion going.
Well, that's right. Computer Talk promotion. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll spend a little bit more time with Tom Perrone from GoNetSpeed, and then after that, we'll start taking your calls. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back. And we are back. I'm still fighting a little bit of a cold here, guys, so apologize for my prepubescent voice here. And we're here with Tom Perrone of GoNetSpeed, and Bob Shorey is in studio as well. And we'll take your calls in a minute or two. But we want to talk about, you know, fiber. It's if you're in West Hartford, you're lucky ducks, right? I mean, we are all jealous of you. And you get access to GoNetSpeed if you're in New Haven and even Bridgeport.
That's correct.
No matter what we think of Bridgeport, you're down there in Bridgeport.
We're fair. We're covering it all.
Everywhere. And you guys are all lucky to have access to this service. And so what were you going to bring up, Tom, before we went to the break?
So talking about what we suspect some of the barriers to be, barriers meaning reasons why we don't have 100%
right
penetration.
Yeah.
One of the things that we suspect might be the complication or the misunderstanding of how easy it is
right
to watch live TV.
Right.
Live TV and any type of TV content.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the last, 50 to 70 years, folks have been watching TV the same traditional way, paying mm-hmm the same rates.
Yeah.
So because of the show, we're going to do a little pilot.
Neat.
And we're going to launch a small sample of what we hope to roll out across our service footprint. It's a live TV concierge program.
All right.
So your listeners can go to www.gonetspeed.com,
mm-hmm,
do the check availability, sign up for our service, mm-hmm, for our 50 meg or 500 meg or gig.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pick three of those folks, and we're going to, $250 value, we're going to go to your house. We're going to provide you with a wireless router.
Wow.
We're going to configure that wireless router for mm-hmm you with
nice
you so you can see.
Yep.
We're going to provide you with a different remote, but a terrific remote.
Yep. A little smaller,
but
right?
Not a little bit
not
smaller.
Not a big brick.
But you're going to love it.
Yes.
And we're going to walk you through signing up for YouTube TV.
Right.
And it's going to give you 73 channels with all your locals live, and it's going to give you DVR capability, and mm-hmm it's going to give you a lot of options that you don't have to do. You can just sit there and click
right
the channel up and down button if that's
yeah
what you choose. Or yeah if you're more techie, you can take advantage of some of the DVR features and all the things
right
that you like to talk about.
For three listeners.
For three of the listeners that
sign
I pick.
Up. That you pick. Gotcha. You're going to get white glove service.
If you're going to get a white glove service,
nice,
and you're going to tell your neighbors, and then you're going to hopefully provide us with some feedback on, mm-hmm, you know, was that helpful to you?
Right.
And do you feel that there's value to that? And get us some feedback.
What it is, I think, too, is the cable companies have conditioned us. You don't want to call them, right? And you don't want to deal with them. And you don't want to have any kind of problems. I mean, they're going to tell you they're going to get there between this and this time period. And we're all like, oh, I don't want to call the cable company for anything. And they just assume you're going to work the same way, and you're not. And that's the thing. I think they're just like, I don't want to deal with another company that's going to be like the cable companies. You guys are not like the cable companies.
We don't. We're purposely trying not to be like that. So
yeah
everything you've heard today was no tricks. No, you know, we're trying to be as upfront as we possibly can. And we're trying to deliver the best possible service that we can. And we're also trying to teach folks that mm-hmm you can get out from underneath this cloud and do the stuff yourself. And if not, we'll take some steps that with you if that's what it takes.
It really just takes a 15-year-old kid in your neighborhood. That's all you need. That's all you need is a 15-year-old kid.
You don't even need that. All these things are just like if you were to buy a radio.
I mean, mm-hmm, I know.
They're consumer items.
Yes.
They're not difficult.
They're
but
cheap.
We can help with that as well. If that's it. If it's the phone, there's solutions for that. If it's right the contract. So hopefully you'll have some dialogue with your listeners. And
yeah, maybe they'll tell us why they haven't done it yet. So where are you building, where are you expanding your services?
So going back to the check availability button,
mm-hmm,
we're concentrating on those three cities, the New Haven, the West Hartford / Hartford area and the Bridgeport area, but we're really looking at those maps all the time.
But you had talked about maybe Elmwood's going to be done pretty soon?
Yep, that's correct. So we have what we're calling a West Hartford expansion and a New Haven in Westville, Elmwood.
Jeez, they're so lucky.
Yep.
So enough people got the marks on the screen for you to say, oh, here we come, Elmwood.
Yep.
Congratulations, Elmwood. We're so happy for you. What? Come on, Southington. Come on. What are you guys waiting for? We've
and
got
Bristol.
Yeah, Bristol. Bob wants Bristol's a huge city.
You'd be surprised because, like I said, when you talk about it, everyone says they're going to do it, and everyone says that they've signed up.
Yeah.
So I've actually been asked, or we get asked all the time, you know, are we at that threshold yet? You know, are we ahead? And that gets a little more difficult because I'm not going to provide dot numbers.
Right. We're not going to get the algorithm
clicks,
that they use.
I'm not going to tell you whether, you know, two houses down from you actually signed up. But you'd be surprised at how many folks say that they did.
Mm-hmm.
They probably didn't.
Oh, geez. That's what it is. I've got clients in New Britain, center of New Britain, right near that CCSU location there, that can only get 12 meg DSL.
Kidding.
No, I'm not. This is an amazing thing, and still in the year 2020, this is what we're dealing with. We've got to put our foots down.
In New Britain, that's a big city.
I know.
A lot of people.
Lots of people, but they don't have any incentive to bring in DSL. You've got a competitor here that wants to bring you fiber.
Because nobody's going to www.gonetspeed.com and signing up.
These guys are singing.
Check availability.
Yeah, exactly. We need more alternatives here. So anything else, Tom, you want to bring up about GoNetSpeed that we haven't asked or talked about?
Sure. I mean, in general, the faster folks sign up, the faster we can build. So building fiber is not simple, but it's also extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. So like any other product without a return, you don't make more shirts until you sold the shirts, right? So the faster the user base embraces this product, the faster we're going to throw up more fiber in Connecticut and to Bristol and every other place that...
Yeah. Think about it like a make-work thing. And here in Connecticut, our job, we haven't even gotten back to 2008 levels. So let's go ahead and get some more folks working in Connecticut and have them put some fiber on the poles, right?
That's correct. So one thing I did forget, just looking back. So the live TV concierge thing, when they do sign up, there's going to be how did you hear about us after you check availability. And you're going to want to select other and then type in live TV so that we know we heard it on this show.
Gotcha.
And that we grab one of those or three of those folks.
That sounds awesome. We're excited to have you. Thank you, Tom, for coming in. Go NetSpeed, guys. These are the folks that are giving you an alternative to DSL and cable. And I'm telling you, I know I've told you myself that my wife made me make my switch. And it's because I was procrastinating. I mean, I'm a geek all day long, and it was just one more thing I didn't want to deal with. So I understand why you don't want to do it. But if you're writing the check, just look at what you're writing to whichever your cable provider is and then have it. And you're not going to have all the FCC fees. You're not going to have all the War of 1812 costs, taxes on there. And you're going to save a ton of money and get a future-proof service to your house.
No junk fees. How about that?
How often can you say that in Connecticut? I know we're a revolutionary state here. And we're still running on 100-year-old technology of copper and... You've got light. I know nobody in the state cares that you're out there to bring us this great technology because obviously technology is not something that anybody at the Hartford wants to talk about. It's too complicated. They are out here to bring you some high speed right to your home. And you're crazy if you're not doing this. Let's take a quick call. You want to try to take a quick call?
Sure.
You don't have to answer anything.
Sure.
I'll take the questions. We've got Gary out there in Barrington, Mass. Who wants to cut the cable? He's got some questions. Hey, Gary, what's up? You there with us, Gary? He's probably asleep. You there, Gary? I can hear the birds in the background. Gary has passed out.
He was our first caller. He hung up and called back.
It was Gary. Oh, we went to you, buddy. We're going to put you back on hold. We'll go to Juan in West Hartford. He wants to talk about internet. Hey, Juan.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine. Do you have access to GoNetSpeed in West Hartford?
I'm in the process of finishing up the web, the registration.
Oh, yeah, you're in the process, huh?
Red light. In between red lights, I'm trying to enter the information, and it just having a difficult time. But once I get to my destination, I'll definitely finish it.
Yeah, all right. We're going to hold you to it.
Remember, live TV.
Right. Go ahead.
Wonderful thing you guys are doing. And I seriously think this was a technology that was abandoned way back because of wireless. My father-in-law used to be in the business. There's a lot of wire hanging out there that got laid out, didn't go anywhere. My question is, what's the service plan in case of a storm? You have the poles that are owned by one company, the cables owned by another company, and you're attaching to those poles. How is that battle being fought? What is the ground rules that you have been able to accomplish in order to restore your service?
Well, not anyone can just put their fiber on. There's a process to get on those poles. Those mm-hmm. poles are maintained by different pole owners. And the process is, if a pole goes down or tree falls on something, obviously there's a safety thing first. Mm-hmm. So no one's allowed to go out there if there's any electric, you know, until it's deemed safe by right. the utility. So everyone has to
Same
wait.
Thing with copper and DSL.
Everything's on that pole, yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, there are stuff that's underground, and that creates its own problems because mm-hmm. you can't really see where the break is. Mm-hmm. But going back to the example of the pole, as soon as that area is deemed okay, the first responders get out there and they repair their own facility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a race out there, or, you know, there's a lot of poles out there and you can go a lot of different directions. So yeah. maybe it fell on mine and maybe it fell on theirs and it might be on the same pole or it might not. So hopefully they're not all on the same pole, but that's the general.
I actually was curious about this because it's light. And let's say you lose a pole in the middle. Can you still go and get the service around the break?
There's technologies you could do that. I mean, yep. eventually you get to the single drop that's at your house or
right.
depending
down yeah, then you
the
can't
neighborhood.
Do anything.
You know, sometimes the tree falls on it and it's not what you're talking about protected. But
right.
the fiber can be spliced back together. So if you really wanted to really make this boring.
No, it's not. It's a geek show. Geeks love the boring.
The wire, the fiber looks like any other wire on the pole.
Yeah.
And there's little slack loops so that when it needs to be repaired, the slack gets pulled out of there and the fiber is spliced back together.
Very good. Well, I want to thank Tom Perrone for coming in from GoNetSpeed. If you guys have access to GoNetSpeed, check it out. GoNetSpeed.com. Find out if it's in your area. And sign up because we want them to come to other towns. So you guys in West Hartford need to show us what you're going to do so the rest of us can get this service. So thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed it.
I'm very good. We'll be back after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.